Montgomery. And in this program, we're going to be talking about power speed reading, rapid reading for retention and results. Not so long ago, back in the space age, the average person could get away with reading at a leisurely pace. In spite of the futuristic name of that era, life in the space age was a little slower then. Banks were only open weekdays between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Cars were gas guzzlers and they ran on something called ethyl. And music was played on a little vinyl platter that spun around at 45 revolutions per minute. Nowadays, in the information age, banking and stock trading happens around the world, around the clock, 24/7, and music is played back from little platters of data at about 44,100 cycles per second. You might say things have speeded up just a wee bit. Back in the space age, the average person could keep up with the news of the world and stay relevant by simply browsing a copy of Newsweek once every 7 days. An ambitious person might pick up the local newspaper and glance at the headlines over coffee each morning. But in the information age, RSS feeds pack your internet browser with column upon column of news, finance, and fashion trends. Friends and relatives give subtle rebukes if you're not keeping up with them on the social networks. Where the Harvard Classics, the famed 5-foot shelf of knowledge, was once a sufficient substitute.